It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The latest estimate from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau indicates our state will end the current budget cycle with a more than $3 billion surplus in the general fund. The Wisconsin Technology Council proposes ways to use the surplus to grow the economy. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, which is the science and technology advisor to the governor and the legislature. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, great to be back, Kate.
So the council is an independent, nonpartisan group advising the governor and the legislature on issues around technology and science. Why weigh in on the state budget?
Well, it's you know, the most important piece of policy that you ever really see, you know, at the state level. It can contain so much. Over 2 years, this current budget is going to be about $98 billion, you know, ending in that June 30th of 2025. So it's big. And one of the things we do, I mean, we do a lot of things to help with connections with entrepreneurs and investors and others. But, you know, we do have a role sometimes talking about what would make sense on the policy front. And there are some areas where Wisconsin probably has an opportunity to surge ahead in some ways of some other states. So that's really the core reason we care about what's going on in the economy and hope to provide some ideas that people can use.
Well, we're going to certainly dig in on the policy front. But in terms of surging ahead of maybe some other states, Charitable Trust last month found roughly half of Americans live in states that report short-term budget gaps, potential long-term deficits, or both. But, you know, here we see the Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimating our state having a sizable surplus when the current budget expires in June of 2025. Why has Wisconsin avoided the deficits that other states may be facing?
Well, I think a lot of those states have a common problem. The pandemic spending party that went on for several years is over. And so they're facing now a time of more sober fiscal management. A number of states blew through the federal aid almost as fast as it arrived from Washington, D.C., and sometimes ignored their own structural spending problems that dated back before the pandemic. And we've sidestepped that problem largely as a state, it's a perfect situation, but Wisconsin has done well in amassing what's called a rainy day fund. And it's also got a sizable short-term budget balance. And so for the 2 years, I mean, there are a couple of different estimates, but a number of billions of dollars. But again, that's in the context of a $98 billion two-year budget. So Wisconsin's done some good things. There are a couple of states that have dug themselves into some problems. Our friends in Illinois, for example, have one of the probably worst managed pension funds in the country, in contrast to Wisconsin, which has one of the best managed. So in Illinois, in order to take care of that, and over time, they're probably going to be seeing some tax increases. And even Minnesota, they're predicting a shortfall versus a surplus in a few years. So we're, relatively speaking, in pretty good shape.
We're talking with Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, as we look at ways to use a projected budget surplus. You can join in the conversation. Call in with a question. Share your comments at 800-642-1234. Tom, in October, the Department of Administration projected a budget surplus of about $4 billion by the end of the current budget cycle. Why is the Legislative Fiscal Bureau now forecasting a lower amount?
Well, and I've heard different estimates as well. For example, the State Revenue Secretary, Peter Barca, he came to our Board of Directors meeting in January. And the numbers he used then were that the state had a $1.8 billion rainy day fund, which is kind of the legal limit that you can put into that, and at a projected $7 billion balance for the fiscal year ending this coming June, and $3.9 billion for the year ending June 30th, 2025. So it's a fungible figure. I mean, it's going to rise and fall with the economy and tax collections, and other factors. But again, it's a share of that total $98 billion 2-year budget, which includes everything the state touches.
You write that sometimes it's necessary to spend money to make money when it comes to economic development. What investments would you like the governor and the legislature to make?
One thing that's been on the calendar, and I think a lot of people are hopeful this will pass here within the next month, is the new engineering building at the UW-Madison. That's been on the calendar for a while. There was some controversy around that, obviously, but that one could be funded in this cycle. Wisconsin's been pretty good around it, competing for some federal money in a couple of areas. There's a medical tech hub proposal. The Federal Economic Development Administration wants a 10% match on that. So there's a bill in the works right now that would be for 7.5million to match the federal dollars if that comes in.
What
And
is a
Wisconsin has
medical
a
tech hub?
this is a way to leverage all of the different good things that are happening in Wisconsin's healthcare and medical research world. It would be focused in both Madison and Milwaukee and some other places around the state, but it's to compete for a grant through the Economic Development Administration and hence the Department of Commerce. So Wisconsin has survived a couple of rounds of competition in that already. The full grant proposal is due February 29th, and so this is something that could really focus on some of our expertise in personalized medicine and other research areas.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of businesses or research areas could a tech hub like this nurture?
Oh, I think personalized medicine is that notion of being able to hone in. Let's say, you, Kate, have a specific ailment that some it might be treated in a way that's not the same way it might treat I might be treated. But it can be, everything from medical technologies on the digital end, a wide range. And so it really does focus on the fact that Wisconsin does have some great research in places like the Medical College of Wisconsin, the UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, Marquette. There's the research end, but then there's an applied end through different institutions around the state. So it's survived some good competition so far, and now it's lumped in with folks the likes of Johns Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic. So it'll be exciting to see if Wisconsin pulls ahead on that. But that's one thing that's out there. The state has also done well in terms of early round competition for National Science Foundation grants that also may require some matching dollars moving ahead. One is centered in water technology and the intersection of water, energy, and manufacturing, three areas where Wisconsin has some expertise, obviously, and the other is around sustainable agriculture. So those are two things that are poised to do well in the next year or so. And if there's just, a relatively small amount of matching dollars, that will improve our chances.
Tom Still leads the Wisconsin Technology Council. That's a group advising the governor and the legislature on science and technology issues. You can call in with a question, share your views at 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Technology Council highlights the positive fiscal position of our state and proposes strategies to spend down a multi-billion dollar general fund budget surplus that could help grow the economy at the same time. Call in with a question, share your views, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We have Tom Still with us, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Let's bring in Dawson in Arcadia. Dawson, hi.
Hello. I was wondering if some of the surplus, is it feasible for it to be able to be invested into more rural areas, whether it be to lure some industries to revitalize some communities that are kind of left behind rather than the cities?
Dawson, thank you for the question and the comment. Tom, go ahead.
I certainly think and hope so. When you look at that, some parts of Wisconsin are more prosperous than others. It's that simple. And I think one of the things that the legislature's thinking about a lot, and who knows, Governor Evers may be open to this as well, is there's a variety of tax cut ideas out there, one of which could increase the what would be called the retirement subtraction for many people who are retired. So one way to do that and return some money is through a tax cut. There are other programs I think that are really more focused on rural areas, I think especially in agriculture and broadband, things that can just stir the economy there. There are a variety of Main Street programs that sometimes could probably use a little more attention. So Wisconsin's a state with a lot of different profiles, both urban and rural, and so it would be interesting to see what other ideas pop up.
So a budget surplus or a partial surplus that is returned to taxpayers, does that grow the economy, whether you're in a rural or urban area?
Certainly. A lot of legislators would argue that one of the best ways to stimulate the economy is to bring the tax burden down. Now, Wisconsin has done a lot in recent years to improve its tax burden overall, as compared with other states. But I'm sure that there are folks who would say that it needs to be even better. So that's one way to do it. And a lot of legislators would say that's an effective way. But, at the same time, you don't want to spend down the entire surplus, as I noted, because you want to remain in a great position economically as we move ahead. But at the same time, there's room for targeted programs that could help with the economy, as well as some way of reducing the tax burden equitably around the state.
I want to dip into venture capital here and angel investing. The publication Wisconsin Inno reported last month that venture capital being raised in the state dropped by more than half in 2023 to $261 million. And the amount of venture capital in 2022 also fell from the previous year. How problematic is this drop in funding for startups and new businesses?
Well, first of all, those numbers are wrong because we collect them every year in terms of angel and venture capital in Wisconsin. In 2022, the total raised and invested in Wisconsin companies was $640 million.
Okay.
In 2023, it's going to come in around $470 million, down, and certainly well down from 2021, which was the biggest year ever. That was $869 million. But it's tough to dig out those figures, and they're not, you can't get them in one source. So I'll start with that. But overall, the nation has seen the same thing. We track the national economy in terms of what's happening in angel and venture capital. We do a lot of things to try to spur the investment of those kinds of dollars in many ways, and including attracting out-of-state dollars. But it was down in 22, it was down in 23, but not to the levels that are mentioned in that NO report.
So what would boost those levels? How could you keep like this type of money from going to the coasts?
Well, you know, historically, it's always been centered on the coast, as you know, and a lot of things have happened over time. Wisconsin enacted its qualified new business venture tax credits in 2005. It created the Badger Fund of Funds in 2013. A lot of things have contributed to the growth in that, and coming on board soon will be a smallish $50 million fund that will be managed by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. They're still trying to pull that all together. I think there'll be some more investment coming in the Badger Fund of Funds. But largely, it's going to be, you know, private dollars that find good ideas, good deals in Wisconsin.
Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. As we talk about how to use projected budget surplus and how to grow our state's economy, you can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Carol in Milwaukee. Carol, hi.
Hi, good morning. I think today there are so many problems that are just growing. And I think to have that kind of money, I think we should look in a negative direction and try to get, or look positively, try to do something positive in this negative area by getting more. Well, there could be many things that could be done with that money, but one would be more nursing schools, so we could get more nurses. Another one would be help get more psychological help for students and for anyone who has these psychological depression problems, where there's so much more drug use and also suicide, and also regenerative agriculture to help us to save the soil that we used to have in Wisconsin.
Carol, thank you for that. Several areas there, Tom, nursing, mental health providers, and regenerative agriculture.
Yeah, it's a broad spectrum, obviously. Nursing, I think the nursing shortage is being felt in this state as well as many others. Again, this is something that really, I guess, was really exacerbated by the pandemic. And we're not out of it yet. There's also some generational issues there too. So that's one that I know a lot of people are trying to focus on. The notion of sustainable agriculture, that is indeed, I talked earlier about the National Science Foundation grant, and there's been a small planning grant here in Wisconsin for that. That is a huge area. Obviously, it's a sweet spot for the state, has been for generations. And there are a lot of things at play that I think could make our system of farming and food production even more effective than it is. So those are two areas that I think are really interesting. Now, at the same time, I think a lot of people are concerned both in the legislature and elsewhere about mental health in the state. And I think that's getting some renewed attention in many quarters.
We talked with the dean of UW Oshkosh's business school last week, looking at the university's new School of Informatics. And Frank Braun said the state's universities are looking to reorganize their majors based on career clusters to better serve the state.
Any organization that faces an economic challenge, it causes to rethink, restructure, and renovate the way in which you do things, the way in which you operate, interact with each other, and engage the community.
Tom, how effective are the universities of Wisconsin at creating good jobs and preparing students for meaningful careers?
I think they are quite effective. I mean, they're going through, as noted, they're going through reorganization themselves. There may be, you know, some of the two-year campuses are under strain, and there's probably going to be some the possibility of other closings. But at the same time, Wisconsin's public universities are I think reacting to the new economy and the new world out there for careers and other, pieces as well as they can. There's always room for improvement. And by the way, we have great private colleges and universities that are doing the same thing. They're probably even quicker on their feet in some ways because the demographics means that they have to work harder to attract people.
Tom, I just want to thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kate.
Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.